This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with the Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. at Hyderabad House in New Delhi today. The Ministry of External Affairs said that India and Philippines share close bonds based on the foundation of civilizational, historical and people-to-people connections. High-level delegation talks are currently underway between Prime Minister Modi and the President of the Philippines. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition parties' uproar over the issue of special intensive revision exercise conducted in Bihar. Opposition parties were demanding discussion on the SIR issue. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m., opposition parties including Congress, DMK, TMC and others trooped into the well raising slogans. Amid the uproar, Speaker Om Birla tried to run the question hour. However, as the noisy scene continued, the Speaker adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. Deputy Chairman Harivansh expressed concern over the continuous disruption, saying that some members are deliberately disrupting the House in a pre-planned manner. Amid pandemonium, the chair adjourned the House till 2 p.m. The NDA Parliamentary Party meeting was held at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President J.P. Nadda and other NDA MPs were present in the meeting. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi was felicitated by the NDA MPs for the success of Operation Sindoor and Operation Mahadev. A resolution was also passed unanimously by NDA MPs on the success of these operations by lauding the role of armed forces and their unwavering commitment. Condolences were also paid to those who lost their lives in the Pahalgam terror attack. The NDA Parliamentary Party lauded the exceptional leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, saying that his unwavering resolve, visionary statesmanship and resolute command ignited a renewed spirit of unity and pride in the hearts of all Indians. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the government has taken several measures to increase the income of farmers in the last 11 years. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Chauhan said 4 lakh crore rupees has been directly transferred into the bank accounts of the farmers under PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. He said the government has also provided fertilizer subsidy of over 14 lakh crore rupees to the farmers. In Uttar Pradesh, continuous rainfall has caused several rivers to rise above the danger mark, triggering floods in 17 districts. Following Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath's instructions, flood relief and rescue operations have been intensified across Uttar Pradesh. More from our correspondent.
Floods have affected 40 tehsils and 694 villages in 17 districts, impacting over 1.16 lakh people. According to Relief Commissioner Bhanu Chandra Goswami, floods have impacted Kanpur Nagar, Lakhimpur Khiri, Agra, Auraya, Chitrakoot, Balia, Banda, Gajipur, Mirzapur, Prayagraj, Varanasi, Chandauli, Jalon, Kanpur Dehat, Hamirpur, Itawa and Fatehpur. Officials in sensitive and hypersensitive districts are actively monitoring the flood situation. Relief efforts have been intensified with 14 NDRF teams, 15 SDRF teams and 48 PSC teams. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Kerala and Ghat areas of Tamil Nadu till tomorrow. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Mahe, coastal and south interior Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Lakshadweep during the next 3 to 4 days. These weather conditions will also be present over Jammu, Kashmir, Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. The weather agency has also forecast light to moderate rain with thunder showers over Delhi NCR today. Benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, continue to be in the negative territory in afternoon trade today. Investor sentiment was impacted by President Trump's renewed tariff threats on purchase of Russian oil by India. All eyes are on the outcome of the ongoing RBI meeting also. BSE Sensex dropped 256 points to 80,763 and Nifty fell 73 points to 24,650 a short while ago. And with that, we end this news bulletin.